Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food and Drug Administration, and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state veterinary and public health officials, are investigating an illness among primary older dairy cows in Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico that is causing decreased lactation, low appetite, and other symptoms. As of March 25th, unpasteurized clinical samples of milk from sick cattle collected from two dairy farms in Kansas and one in Texas, as well as a swab from another dairy in Texas, have tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as HPAI. Additional testing was initiated on March 22nd, and over the weekend, because farms have also reported finding deceased wild birds on their properties, the detections appear to have been introduced by wild birds. Federal and state agencies are moving quickly to conduct additional testing, as well as a viral genome sequencing to better understand the situation. At this stage, there is no concern about the safety of the commercial milk supply or that this poses a risk to consumer health. At present, it has not been detected in beef cattle. However, producers are encouraged to implement enhanced biosecurity measures on their operations to help protect their herds. For more information on animal health protocols or developing an effective biosecurity plan, visit the Beef Quality Assurance website. With the support of North Dakota's cattle and bison industry associations, the State Board of Animal Health this month officially recognized states that have earned the status as free of bovine brucellosis and bovine tuberculosis under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service guidelines. This recognition also allows producers to buy and import beef cattle and bison from these states with reduced vaccination and testing requirements for these two diseases. Michigan remains the lone state not recognized to be free of tuberculosis due to infections in some deer populations in the northern part of the state. The three states around the park, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana, have aggressive surveillance programs with the intent of catching any infection that may spread to cattle near the park. Applications are now being accepted for the 2024 North Dakota Leopold Conservation Award. The $10,000 award honors ranchers, farmers, and forest land owners who go above and beyond in their management of soil health, water quality, and wildlife habitat on working lands. The Sand County Foundation and national sponsor American Farmland Trust present the Leopold Conservation Award to private landowners in 27 states. In North Dakota, the award is presented by the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, and the North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts. Nominations may be submitted on behalf of a landowner, or landowners may nominate themselves. The deadline to apply is April 15th. Applications can be emailed to award@sandcountyfoundation.org or postmarked by April 15th to the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, P.O. Box 1091, Bismarck, North Dakota 58502. In addition to its regular activity schedule, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association will be hosting a couple additional special events this spring. The organization, together with the North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation, will host its grand opening open house on Thursday, May 30th, and a special retirement celebration for longtime North Dakota Stockmen's Association Administrative Assistant Mary Gores on Friday, June 28th. Both events will be at the new headquarters at 4520 Ottawa Street in Bismarck. Watch for more information coming soon. For 94 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.northdakotastockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.